We know that the rice-like particles are contaminating the water, causing the campers to fall ill and die. We knew something was contaminating the camp's water because we analyzed the medical records and interviews from the campers. After examining the camp's water sources under microscopes, we noticed that there were similar characteristics in the south wells and upstream water. Both of the location samples had the circular particles with brown/green rice-like particles. After using Koch's postulate by testing the rice-like particles on the lab rats, we figured out that 97 of the 100 lab rats died. These 97 out of 100 showed similar symptoms to the campers who fell ill. These symptoms helped us determine that the rice-like particles were causing the illnesses. Now we have to determine whether or not the rice-like particles are alive or not. We are testing and investigating to see how the rice-like particles respond to the stimuli. We are testing how the particles react to boiling water and sunlight, which are our stimuli. We are looking for a response from the particles towards the stimuli. This response is a fast reaction based off the particles' instinct. These responses towards stimuli can be anywhere from change in position to change in color, structure, or size. Our hypothesis is if we put the stimuli, which is the sunlight and the boiling water, with the rice-like particles, we will see a response from the particles.